This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Empty Houses.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Here's another one of those statistics that hammers home the depths of the subprime crisis. The Census Bureau said this morning that the number of vacant homes across the United States has hit a record high, up to 2.9% in the first quarter. Here in the West, the vacancy rate for non-rental homes is as high as 7%. What's bigger than Mars? The union of the candy giant that brings you Snickers and M&Ms with Wrigley chewing gum. A $23 billion deal unveiled this morning that will change the candy landscape. And as Janet Babin reports, there's a modern Wonka behind this deal.
Mars has agreed to pay Wrigley shareholders $80 a share. That's a 28% premium over last week's share price. Under the deal, the family-owned Mars company will take over 100% of Wrigley's shares. But the M&Ms will stay separate from the juicy fruit. Wrigley's remains a standalone business after the merger. The deal is so delicious that Warren Buffett has his hand in the candy jar. Berkshire Hathaway will purchase a $2.1 billion minority equity interest in the Wrigley subsidiary once the deal's done. Mars is the world's largest chocolate seller. Analysts say this new candy behemoth will put pressure on the rest of the industry to consolidate. The buyout's expected to take 6 months to a year to complete. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Another potential blockbuster merger's gone south. Continental Airlines has said no to getting hitched to United Airlines. Continental's executives seem to be concerned about United's weak financial condition. Just last week, United posted a $537 million loss for the first quarter. Now Continental is going to turn its attentions to a possible alliance with British Airways. United is also moving on fast. A merger deal with the U.S. Airways seems to be in advanced talks. The nation's second largest phone company continues to ring up big bucks. Verizon's net income up nearly 10% despite a lag in the landline business and thanks to growth in mobile phone sales. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 2 points to 12,889. The Nasdaq's up 3 to 2426, and the S&P is up a point to 1399. Today, the euro edged up against the dollar and the yen, and the price of oil is a whisker away from an all-time high, $120 a barrel. Uncle Sam is starting to hand out those tax rebates today. More than 130 million Americans will get a stimulus check in the next few months, anywhere from $600 to $1,200. President Bush hopes the extra cash will spur consumer spending and boost our sagging economy. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner says that money won't necessarily end up in the shopping cart.
Consumer researcher Britt Beamer says his recent surveys suggest that the average taxpayer will spend at least 70% of the rebate paying off debt.
A single man who may get $600 will most likely put $450 away on their credit card debt, take their girlfriend out to dinner, and maybe have $75 left to spend on something they want.
Barbara Hobbs of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, doesn't think she'll have any money left over.
I will pay off one credit card, which it will do.
But Hobbs says she has three others to pay off, too. Taxpayer Jack Fitzer of St. Louis says he and his wife will put their check into a college savings plan.
We have four granddaughters, ages 1 to 8, and we think this might be the best use and value for this rebate check.
But the nation's retailers will still try to grab some of those rebate dollars. Some are even offering bonuses to taxpayers who spend their entire rebate at their stores. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Public Affairs, publisher of The Billionaire Who Wasn't, the story of Chuck Feeney and his quest to give away his fortune during his lifetime, in bookstores now. By America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs, aafp.org/value. And by The Economist, committed to writing about issues that matter and the connections between them. The Economist. See the world differently at newsstandsandeconomist.com.
A careful calculation between poverty and certain danger. Every day, as many as 1,000 Zimbabweans illegally cross the border into neighboring South Africa. Gretchen Wilson reports border control agents are the least of their worries.
Zimbabweans who cross the bush into South Africa travel at night and take only the essentials, a little cash, some bread. They outwit leopards, lions, and crocodiles. Then come ditches and razor wire fences. But all that's the easy part. Migrants like 20-year-old Miraz Nawan say there are more dangerous predators.
It's too difficult to cross the bush.
They fear the Guma Guma, or criminal gangs. They're South Africans and Zimbabweans who maraud the bush to rob, assault, and sometimes kill immigrants making the journey.
To take money and the clothes and destroy my life.
Zimbabwe's poor take these risks to survive. 80% of Zimbabweans don't have a job. Widespread hunger is creating a flood of economic refugees. These are the poorest and most desperate people in the region, but they're also the easiest marks for criminal gangs. 17-year-old William heard he'd have to bribe the Guma Guma when he jumped the border last year.
Yeah, of course. They must be paid to Guma Gumas to allow me to cross here. Almost 50 rand.
He paid 50 rand, or about $7. That's more than the average monthly salary of a teacher. And the consequences of not having any money are dire.
If you don't have money, they kill you.
25-year-old Betty Chobo was pregnant when she crossed into South Africa with her brother and sister last year.
Yeah, I see the Guma Gumas, and then we start to run. After that, they beat us. They killed my brother, and my sister raped my sister.
Today, Betty works behind the counter in an informal corner store in the South African border town of Messina. She can feed her child here, which she says she wouldn't have been able to do in Zimbabwe. At the South Africa-Zimbabwe border, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.